Joe Burke, who once sat in this chair as KLW's local morning edition host for so many years, is a singer and a guitarist for the music group the Yerba Buena Orchestra. They're going to be acoustically rocking out in a show this week, tomorrow, Wednesday the 26th, starting at 8 p.m. at the Iron Springs Pub and Brewery, 765 Center Boulevard in Fairfax. There's no cover charge. The show is free. Today is Tuesday, the 25th of February, 2020. It is the 56th day of the year. 310 days remain till the end of the year. The sun rises at 6:46 this morning. Sunsets at 6 o'clock tonight. We have 11 hours and 14 minutes of daylight to play in. Solar noon at 12:23. The first high tide was at 12:54. First low tide at 6:16 this morning. The next high tide at 12:18 this afternoon. The final low tide at 6:32 tonight. The first quarter moon will be appearing in 6 days on Monday, the 2nd of March. Today is International Pancake Day. Let's All Eat Right Day. It is Mardi Gras. It is National Chocolate Covered Peanuts Day, National Clam Chowder Day, Pistol Patent Day, Patsky Day, Quiet Day, World Spay Day. It's also Armed Forces Day in the Dominican Republic, Kitano Baikasai, or the Plum Blossom Festival at the Kitano Shrine in Kyoto, Japan. It is Mayor Baba's birthday, Memorial Day for victims of communist dictatorships in Hungary, National Day in Kuwait, People Power Day in Philippines, Revolution Day in Suriname, and Soviet Occupation Day in Georgia. On this day in Black history, in 1842, Charles Lennox Remond became the first African-American to give testimony before a state legislature when he addressed a committee of the Massachusetts House of Representatives investigating discrimination in public transportation. He contrasted the absence of discrimination in his travels in Europe with his rude treatment on public transportation in and around Boston. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@kalw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio station and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. In many of the elementary schools, the bean and cheese burrito, the red chili chicken tamale with rice and beans, the spaghetti and all beef meatballs, the chicken Caesar wrap, and the chili citrus black beans and corn. And many of the middle and high schoolers can also choose the bean and cheese nachos, the chicken Alfredo pasta, the cherry tomato and cucumber cup, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. More BBC News this hour later at 8:42 with Top Line. We have BBC News Hour later today at 2 o'clock as well. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Students at McClyman's High School in Oakland will head back to class today, but they'll be going to classrooms at other district sites while county officials continue to test the air quality for evidence of a cancer-causing vapor on their campus. Oakland School District officials shut down the West Oakland School with 350 students last week after they discovered the chemical trichloroethylene, or TCE, in the groundwater under the campus. The chemical, which is used as a solvent and for other industrial purposes, is not in the school's drinking water and likely came from a business from a nearby community, officials are saying. A story from San Francisco, which is shaking up the musical world, an investigation into the legendary singer Plácido Domingo found that more than 24 people said they were sexually harassed or witnessed inappropriate behavior by the superstar when he held a senior management position at Washington National Opera and Los Angeles Opera. The investigation was conducted by lawyers hired by the American Guild of Musical Artists, a labor union that represents professional opera singers all over the country. Domingo has responded, issuing a statement saying he accepts full responsibility for his actions. And a follow-up story to a story I was excited about yesterday. A couple who went missing in the woods in West Marin County for a week survived by drinking from a muddy puddle and eating fern fronds. Carol Kaparski and Ian Irwin were found Saturday in a densely forested area near Inverness. They were airlifted to a hospital for treatment of hypothermia. Officials say the couple are not ready for interviews, but they are in amazing spirits. The rescuers who found them with the help of a search dog said they couldn't believe it when they heard a bewildered hello. Cross Currents Morning Report coming up later this hour. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a full half hour of Cross Currents later today at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.